The World Cup Championship will be crowned this week, and you can trade the tourney through the finals on Kalshi, America's number one prediction market platform. Right now, Spain is trading at 58% to beat Argentina, meaning 100 trade pays out 166 if they win. On Kalshi, you're trading against other people in a live market. No house, no odds makers. For a limited time, download the Kalshi app and use code DEFEND to get $10 when you trade $10. K-A-L-S-H-I. Kalshi. Trade the beautiful game. 18 plus only. Restrictions and eligibility requirements apply. Event contract trading involves risk and may not be suitable for all investors. Kalshi products are not available in all jurisdictions. Prices, values, and available markets may differ from those mentioned. For more information, see kalshi.com/regulatory.
Hey, it's Ryan Seacrest here, and I have discovered a fun new escape from the daily grind, Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has hundreds of social casino-style games, and it's all free to play anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So get to chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
Trump's big, beautiful bill is in danger of not passing the Senate right now, but it could, and I'm going to show you how. Ron Johnson, he's one of the four alleged Republican senators who won't be voting for Trump's big, beautiful bill, at least as it stands right now, came out in a video and went pretty hard against it. I want to show you that video. As always, guys, please like this video and subscribe so other great patriots like yourself will see it. Here we go.
President Trump has suggested that the debt is not really top of mind of his concerns. He wants Republicans to fall in line. He wants Republicans to pass the bill. You told CNN, quote, somebody's got to be the dad that says, I know y'all want to go to Disney World, but we can't afford it. I guess I'm going to be that guy, unquote. So how determined are you to be that guy if it actually means telling President Trump you are going to vote against the bill and you're going to try to get other Republican senators to join you unless there are major, major changes?
Well, in 2010, I sprang out of the Tea Party movement, and as I did parades, I would shout, this is a fight for freedom. We are mortgaging our children's future. It's wrong, it's immoral, it has to stop. I haven't changed. My campaign promise in 2010 and every campaign after that was to stop mortgaging our children's future. It's immoral, it's wrong, it has to stop. And so he may not be worried about that. I am extremely worried about that. That is my primary goal running for Congress. This is our moment. We have witnessed an unprecedented level of increased spending, 58% since 2019, other than World War II. This is our only chance to reset that to a reasonable pre-pandemic level of spending. And again, I think you can do it, and the spending that we would eliminate, people wouldn't even notice, but you have to do the work.
So Ron Johnson is right. Not because I agree with him necessarily in all the politics or all of his policies, but if you just look at the math, everything he says in that video is correct. However, we also have to look at what Trump was elected to do. And this is what I think that this is the case Mike Johnson has made. This is obviously the case that J.D. Vance and Donald Trump himself are making. And this is where most Americans are at, by the way, as well as the polling. We'll look at that in a second. As I mentioned on the show on Friday, this basically comes down to two different philosophies when it comes to governing. You've got Ron Johnson's philosophy, which is essentially that no matter what Americans say, no matter what the American people think or say, Ron Johnson's allegiance is to the truth, what he believes to be right. That's how he governs. Again, truth is how he governs. That is the basis for all of it. If your constituents are wrong, they're wrong. That doesn't matter. You don't get to just do what your constituents want. You stick to the truth. On the other side, the other philosophy on this is what Mike Johnson's done, which is that you are elected to do what your constituents want you to do, whether it's right or wrong, doesn't really matter. It's what do the American people want? And again, the main philosophy behind that is you are representing them. You're not really your own person. You're just the mouthpiece in a representative democracy for other people. Honestly, both points of view have merit to them. They do. YouGov, though, just came out with the polling on how Americans feel about the big, beautiful bill. Here are the results for that. In a poll, this is according to YouGov, their exact words. It says, in the poll, a plurality of respondents, 43%, said they opposed the budget proposed by Trump and Republicans in Congress. Meanwhile, 36% said they supported it, and 21% said they had no opinion. The vast majority of Republican respondents, 76%, backed the bill, while 80% of Democrats say they were against it. So if you add up the amount of people who don't care and the people who support it, it's above 50%. In other words, more Americans really at the end of the day are more supportive of this bill than not supportive. And Republicans, as you saw there, overwhelmingly support it. So the big question is, is how do we bridge these kind of two philosophies of thought together? Because individually, they're not enough to pass through the Senate. Mike Johnson's approach was enough to get through the House literally by the skin of their teeth, 215 to 214. Those were the vote count. But the Senate's not enough. You know, they've got 53 senators and four of them are 53 Republican senators and four of them are saying they're not going to vote for it. So that's not enough. You can't vote in the big, beautiful bill with those. And I've already broken down in my other episodes all the things in the bill. So I'm not going to do that now. But I want to show how the bill could be changed in order to kind of bridge these two schools of thought together. The main problem that Thomas Massie and Rand Paul and Ron Johnson have with the bill is that it runs $4 trillion more up in the deficit. It's fiscally irresponsible. That's just a fact. And that $4 trillion number, it's kind of plus or minus a little bit. But at the end of the day, it's going to increase the debt quite a bit. The solution here, in my opinion, is obviously to shrink that number. That's the only way they're going to come to a consensus. And right now, this bill and the deficit that it's caused is essentially split into three main parts. The first is the defense spending and the border spending. That's a big chunk of this. The second part is the tax cuts that were enacted in 2017, but it does run up the debt more when you extend them permanently. And then the third part of this, which is the $1,000 MAGA savings account for kids, the no tax on tips, and the SALT deduction increases. Those are kind of the other third. The defense spending, we can take this one at a time. The defense spending is not getting cut. It is part of the MAGA agenda. There's no question. It is essential to Trump. He's not going to, the bill almost has no teeth to it if there's not stronger security guarantees for the United States and especially the southern border. So that's off the table. The tax cuts, in my opinion, are equally essential. Like there's just no way Trump and Republicans are going to increase taxes for Americans. So those two things are baked into it. It's not going to change. However, that third chunk, the no tax on the tips and the MAGA savings account and the SALT deductions, I think that is where we're going to find a consensus and a bit of a compromise in this. Just breaking down those three if you haven't heard of them. The MAGA savings account, that is $1,000 for every single kid. So it's $1,000 printed for every single kid, presumably to go towards college education, for example. The no tax on tips, that's self-explanatory. The SALT deductions, if you don't know what SALT is, essentially how it works before the cap was $10,000, what you could do is if you lived in California, for example, and you were paying taxes, you had to pay a massive state income tax. And how SALT worked was that you didn't have to pay the amount of money to the federal government that you had already paid. You couldn't be double taxed, essentially, right? And so your income looked lower to the federal government. The problem with that, and the reason why some states didn't like that, is you have states like Florida or Tennessee or Nevada that don't have state income tax. So what you have is those people who are being taxed like in other ways, maybe in property taxes, but now they actually have to pay more federal taxes than the people in California. And so there's been a debate back and forth on, do we increase this deduction? That obviously helps more liberal states, or at least the states that have higher income taxes. The people who didn't want the SALT deduction to go up would have been states like Florida or Tennessee that don't have any income tax. And obviously, if you raise that deduction, that just means less taxes are going to be paid. And so in my opinion, I think the SALT deduction is not great because it penalizes those states that are being more fiscally responsible and it runs up the debt anymore. So I think those three things you should completely cut out of the bill. Again, I'm not saying that I hate any of those things per se. I think there's some validity to all those, but I think those are the things that matter the least to the MAGA movement, so you should cut them. I did an analysis on it, and economists estimate that this bill would be closer to about $2 trillion in debt if you cut those three things. So it cuts almost half of the deficit if you just cut out these three things, because again, between the three of them, you're bringing way less revenue into the government and you're printing $1,000 for every kid. So that's going to run up the debt in massive ways. If you cut that, you cut the debt in half. I think that's what Republicans in the Senate should do in order to compromise with the four hardliners who don't want to vote it in. If there are these changes in that bill, similar to those, it brings the debt down a bit to give, you know, a bone to Johnson and Rand Paul and kind of those more fiscally conservative Republicans, and they're not even willing to budge, then I think it's very clear that they don't want to govern. They just don't want to do it. Because at the end of the day, it's okay to be hard on your principles. This is one thing that I disagree with Thomas Massie on a bit. A lot of people out there talking about how much they love Thomas Massie. On principle, I really like Thomas Massie as well. However, Thomas Massie is not a political commentator. Thomas Massie's job isn't to be a hardliner on everything. His job is he's in Congress. He's in a Congress with over 400 people. He has to make compromises. He has to make deals. That's one thing that Donald Trump is very good at. That's why people like Donald Trump, is because he actually governs. He makes deals. But Thomas Massie sometimes, and others like him, don't actually want to make the deals. They just want to be hardliners. Hardliners are what I do. I get to sit here and say, no questions. This is like, there's no exceptions to this rule. This is what I believe. And I got to do that because I'm not in charge of governing. And unfortunately, some of the senators and congressmen, even governors, want to be that. They want to be a political commentator. They're not. They're supposed to govern. They're supposed to make deals. They're supposed to compromise. And if we see the Senate make some of the changes that I just described, and those people are not willing to compromise, they just want to grandstand, I think they should be primaried, like Donald Trump has talked about with Thomas Massie. If they actually make compromises, propose solutions, propose alternatives, then I have no problem with that. But you actually have to start with finding a solution. It can't just be opposition to what the other people said. That's not governing. That's not leadership. Again, I believe that the solution is cutting those three things that I just listed. If we can do that, I believe that we can get the bill passed. As many of you guys know, I have a brand new baby at home right now, so I'm getting zero sleep. The gym is still a priority for me, though, and fortunately, I have Energy Rocks, the partner of this show that gets me the energy that I need. Energy Rocks replaces that heavy, sugary pre-workout drink with a light supplement that you can fit right in your pocket. You can pull out whenever you need that boost. It's modeled after Pop Rocks. Energy Rocks was created by an athlete for athletes and anybody who just needs that caffeine boost without the messy mixes and the caffeine crashes. My favorite part, it's only 20 calories. It's got only 4 grams of sugar. You get all the energy that you need. It's all the energy that you would get from just one cup of coffee. So it's fantastic, guys. Right now, they're giving just my audience a very generous 20% off all their products. Just use the code JoshCarr20 off at checkout. The link and that code are in the description below. A young Republican in Oceanside, California, torched his city council this week over allowing trans propaganda in his school. It's fantastic. Take a look.
Okay. Good evening, city council members. Because of your decision in raising the pride flag, you're putting children like me in even more danger of sexual abuse. And you will not get away with it because it's not inclusive if you don't. I'm deeply ashamed of you adults who represent Oceanside. This is not the voice of the people. This is to support one perverted group and exclude everyone else. Prudence indeed will dictate that governments long established should not be changed for light or for transient causes. And accordingly, all experience have shown that mankind are more disposed to suffer while evils are sufferable than to right themselves by abolishing the forms to which they are accustomed. Be warned, there will be consequences. And I pray for your souls, because I know where you're going if you don't repent.
Whoever is this young man's parents, well done. The left is a cult, guys. I talk all about it in my book, A New Cult. I talk about some crazy, crazy stories. I know you'll enjoy reading it. I had a great time writing and researching it. You can go check it out right now on Amazon. The link is in the description below. Thank you so much for watching, everybody. Please like the video and subscribe to my channel so that other great patriots like yourself will see it. Tune in every single day at 6 p.m. Eastern time for the live show, or you can check out another video right here.
The World Cup Championship will be crowned this week, and you can trade the tourney through the finals on Kalshi, America's number one prediction market platform. Right now, Spain is trading at 58% to beat Argentina, meaning 100 trade pays out 166 if they win. On Kalshi, you're trading against other people in a live market. No house, no odds makers. For a limited time, download the Kalshi app and use code DEFEND to get $10 when you trade $10. K-A-L-S-H-I. Kalshi. Trade the beautiful game. 18 plus only. Restrictions and eligibility requirements apply. Event contract trading involves risk and may not be suitable for all investors. Kalshi products are not available in all jurisdictions. Prices, values, and available markets may differ from those mentioned. For more information, see kalshi.com/regulatory.
How to have fun anytime, anywhere. Step one, go to ChumbaCasino.com.
ChumbaCasino.com. Got it.
Step two, collect your welcome bonus.
Come to Papa, welcome bonus.
Step three, play hundreds of casino-style games for free.
That's a lot of games, all for free.
Step four, unleash your excitement.
Chumba. Chumba Casino has been delivering thrills for over a decade. So claim your free welcome bonus now and live the Chumba life. Visit ChumbaCasino.com.